Now I want us to all listen tonight by the Spirit. Oh, you've been delivered into the Father, into the beginning from where Jesus came. And even though it's been right there in the Bible all time, you have a lot of things to learn through knowledge. Now begins in your life the work of the Father God, which is a creative work. And he creates just like he created all things with his word. The Spirit and the Word. And it becomes so simple till the old man be a fool, he'll not err therein. You receive the word by faith, believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth, and the Holy Ghost makes it a part of your mind, your soul, and even the flesh of your body. But you need to understand it first and accept the way that God works. Once you do that, you've got it made. Y'all gonna play with me? Gonna sit there? Who got my black pick last night? Stick it in my pocket right now before I forget it. We're going to go to D, A flat, and G, or whatever that is. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. You know whose teaching that is? I know it's Jesus Christ, but you know whose teaching it is? John the Apostle. You know what he has chosen for, don't you? To reveal the fullness of the kingdom of God. All the other apostles were chosen for a special work and to reveal a certain work of Jesus Christ. But John was chosen. Actually, he and Paul were the apostles for our age, when the fullness of God would come upon his people in earth. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was with God. All things were made by him, without him was not anything made that was made with a Father's word. Created with the word of God. The Word was made flesh, and dwelt among all of us, and we saw His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus Christ came in His flesh, created by the Word of God, that we could all know our Father God. Father God, and the Word was living with our Father, and the Word was our living Father, because the Word was inside our Father. Our Father God made all things with His word. Without His word, nothing was made. Spiritual and natural, seen and unseen. All things were created by Father's word. Stars and the universe, created the earth and all therein. Created the sea and the great mountains, created the rivers and fountains of water, created the air and all the fowls, all things created with God's spoken word. Time has come for the true Creator God to be revealed in the earth, clothed upon and living in His people, that the fullness of God be known in earth. You want to hear that out of the Bible? Revelation, the 14th chapter, verses 6 and 7. And Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 3 through 8. Let's sing it. Are you ready? And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth and every nation. And kindred and tongue, and all the people, sing with a loud voice, fear God, and give glory to Him. For the hour of His judgment is come. And worship Him that made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountain of water that were created by the Word of God. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them, and be their God, and God shall wipe them away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are past, away, and He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Listen to it by the Spirit now. We're making a tape now that you can go over and over and over, where you can let this word lay hold on you. Have an understanding the way it's supposed to be done and come at rest in your life. Because one of the biggest problems is that you've read the Bible with a spirit of strife all your life. You've fought with it, with your mind. Now it's time to let the Bible, the Word of God, do what it's supposed to do, create in you. The Creator God,
our living Father,
spoke His living Word into the womb of Mary. Thou art my son,
I've begotten thee.
His living word conceived, His son Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost overshadowed Mary. Through the Holy Ghost God spoke His word. The Holy Ghost deposited God's word in Mary's womb. Jesus was conceived. Listen now. Born of a woman of Adam's race, conceived by God with His creative word, the only begotten Son of God, with the blood of God and the flesh of man. You didn't get that. This is the reason why that Paul said that Jesus Christ was tempted in all points, yet as we are, yet without sin. He came forth with the flesh of man, with the same desires, the same feelings of the flesh that you and I have. It behooved Him, Paul said, to be made in all points like as we are. But He came forth obeying the word of God in a pattern by faith that absolutely dealt death to the old Adam flesh with which He was born, and brought forth the life of God in the flesh of man. Listen to it now. As Jesus grew up, even from childhood, our Father continued to speak His word by the Holy Ghost in into the mind of Jesus.
In the mind of Jesus.
By faith, obedience to the Father's word. God's spoken word created his life. In the flesh of Jesus Christ, every word that Jesus read became God's life. He accepted it by faith. Listen now. Being tempted in all points like us, by his flesh of Adam man, Jesus confessed our Father's word. God's word created his life in his flesh. In the spirit now, listen. Every time Jesus had a feeling our temptation in his flesh, he confessed the word of our Father, and the word of our Father brought forth his life and slayed the feeling and the desire in the flesh of Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, and left in its place his supernatural life. Until the Father God was formed in Jesus Christ. Your mind, eat with the spirit. Whoa. As God's word created his life in Jesus, his word brought death to his Adam flesh, until the fullness of a Father God possessed the flesh, soul, and life of Jesus. Everything that Jesus did has been recorded in Holy Scripture. It is now given to me by grace, that I might possess it by simple faith. In the hands of the Father now, the word is starting working on you. Every time you read something, breathe a confession of it, that life's going to create in you. Ooh, you need to learn to let it just rapidly do it. Every word that my Father spoke has been recorded in his book of life, has now been given me to receive by faith. that he might create his nature in me. Every act that Jesus did is recorded in the Bible, that I might read it in simple faith. And the Spirit of God created in me. And you begin to read that Bible now by faith. Every time you see Jesus doing something, healing sick, cleaning, leper, raising the dead, something will begin to quicken all in your mind, your heart, and your body as he creates in you that work. Every promise that my Father spoke through the prophets and all his ministries is recorded for my possession as a member of a new creation. The mystery of my Father to build his kingdom is now revealed in the earth. All his ministers, prophets and psalmists, is gathered together in Jesus Christ. And he gives unto me by grace through faith. Other complete works from Genesis to Revelation, that I might be perfect and entire. But for the member of a new age of grace, all the fullness of my Lord Jesus Christ, who is now clothed upon and one with my Father, hath now been clothed upon me in their fullness, that I might absorb them inside by faith, by the word of my mouth, believing in my heart. I confess with my mouth in Jesus' name, as each need arises in my life, and they close upon me, are absorbed inside. At that day I shall dwell in them. I shall walk and live in them. I shall be their God. They shall be my people. I, the Lord God, have clothed upon you. Let's go now together. Ready? Philip begin to create.
Hath been given me
the life of Christ.
The life of Christ.
All his nature,
regenerated inside.
Ooh. And his fullness of his heavenly life. One with my Father is clothed upon outside. Ooh, feel it now. Ooh, let that word create in you. Let's go. Hath been given me, inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural, nature of health. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name.
I have your health.
Saturating my body.
Feel
it now. Whoa. Feel him creating you. Let's get a hold on it. I know you can't hardly stand it, but let's go with it. Ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural,
nature of faith.
I confess to you, Father,
in Jesus' name.
I have your faith
in
saturating my body. Let it move. Let's go now. Let's get some more. Let it create in you. Just saturate you all over. Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural,
nature of power.
I confess to you, Father,
in Jesus' name.
I have your power saturating my body. Feel the Holy Ghost, take it now and just move it all over your body. Given me
inside and clothed upon me.
My Father's supernatural,
nature of love.
I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your love saturating my body.
Holy Ghost, just take it and just move it all over you and let that weeping start or whatever.
Given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural,
nature of peace.
I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your peace saturating my mind.
Whoa.
one more time. Paul said, let us fear, lest there be left unto us one promise of God and we fail. Oh, from the full glory of God. My every word of God, man shall live by. And it becomes so simple and so easy in this way, by grace through faith, that the man be a fool, he won't err therein. The only reason you'll ever fail to move into the fullness of God is because you just absolutely rebel from living by the word of God. Ooh, and yield to your feeling just what Satan wants you to do instead of by faith. Ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural nature of dominion. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your dominion saturating my body. Get ready for this one now. We're going to go through strength. Everybody sit up and get ready. Don't let the devil put you to sleep with an old mystical spirit. Let the Holy Ghost, if it need be, shake your body. Sometime that quickening has to come alive. Sometime you do go out in the spirit. Sometime the Holy Ghost just shakes you and slays you and moves you. According to what you need, isn't it? So don't fall into a pattern. Learn to let the word by the Holy Ghost do what it will. Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural nature of strength. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your strength saturating my body. With, but when that creative word gets you, Holy Ghost begin to move, act. Ooh, let's go with it again now, another one. This time we're going to confess miracles. And we're going to let the miracle working power of God create in us. Oh, yes. And I wanted to let it restore some of the things missing in people's lives here tonight and their bodies. And also I wanted this gift of miracles to lay hold on you in the spirit to where you can impart them out to others. And how are they going to do that? It's going to start in the spirit, but it's going to spread all over your body. You're going to feel it just radiating out from you. Are you ready? Ooh.
Hath been given me, inside and clothed upon me, my Father's supernatural nature of miracle. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name, I have your miracle saturating my body. Healing and beginning in your spirit, that anointing in you, moving all over your body, your whole body come alive with that soothing healing, not only to heal your own body but also to be able to impart it out to others. Create it in there. Are you ready? Hath been given me, inside and clothed upon me, my Father's supernatural
nature of healing.
I confess to you, Father,
in Jesus' name,
I have your healing saturating my body. Saturating my body. Oh, you ready for another one? Oh, let's get wisdom in our mind now, all right? Let's don't run around being empty-headed all the rest of our life. Take pride in not having nothing but the Spirit. Let's get the Spirit of wisdom that reveals knowledge in there. Okay? Let wisdom grow us up in the Lord. Okay? You ready? How are you going to get it? By confessing it hath already been given to you through Jesus. It's already finished. And then letting that word create in you. You ready? Hath been given me, inside and clothed upon me, my Father's supernatural nature of wisdom. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name, I have your wisdom
invading my mind. Ooh, feel it moving in. I know it makes you lightheaded, doesn't it? Makes you lightheaded, but just let it do. I know the flesh can't hardly stand it when that creative word goes to working on it. I know what you're going through, but when I yielded to it the first time, oh, it carried me out. Sometimes I'd be out for hours. I didn't know what to do with it. Let's get another one. Let's get knowledge now, all right? That ability to look at other folks and know their needs. Okay? Love feels their need, but knowledge knows it. Are you ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural nature of knowledge. I confess to you, Father. In Jesus' name. I have your knowledge possessing my mind. Another one, all right? Patience. Let's try some patience. Let's try some patience here. How many of you? No, let's don't do that. Anxiety, Reggie, is the worst enemy of mankind there is, isn't it? And we get trained on this thing from childhood. We get started on a job, we just anxious to get it through. The devil tells you now if you get through that job, you can rest, doesn't he, Charles? But he doesn't do that. When you get through with a job, there's something else come for you to get anxious about. Isn't this right? Patience. God creates his patience in you. All that anxiety leaves. You're able to obey the word of God that says, be anxious for nothing. We're going to get anxiety. We're going to get, not anxiety, we're going to get patience first, and then we're going to get rest. That rest is an attitude of contentment, is whatsoever state you're in, wherever you're at, whatever's happening to you, you're at rest. You're not thinking about, striving about what's going on back home. Rest, and let me say something to you, rest brings you into a state to wherever you are. That's your home. Because the tent of God is spread upon you, and that is your home. It's not a natural thing, it's a thing that lasts forever. Sure, you'll have homes and houses and places to live in and meeting places, yes. Apartments and such as that. But those are only natural things. God be able to snatch you out of them in a minute in death, or in a moment, couldn't he? Your real home is that tent of glory of God is settled over on you. that's clothed upon you. And that's where you want to learn to live in rest. And how do you get this? By trying and trying to be at rest? No, letting it create in you. Let's get patience first. Are you ready? Of course, I know Freda Jones doesn't need these two at all. You'll never get them trying to make them work in the spirit. You'll only get a taste of them when they're created in you by the Spirit and the Word. They become yours. Are you ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural nature of patience and I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your patience saturating my body. Accusation come against me. You've accused yourself. Said that Brother Pruitt, and they use a vulgar expression, don't they, Brother Char? Said he's the most don't give a damn person you've ever seen in your life. Folks, I go up to him with troubles, and I go to trying to tell him about all these troubles, and he said, he goes talking about something else. I don't live in the world of troubles. I live in the world of patience and rest. And I'll be touched by the feeling of your trouble, but I'm not going to get involved with you in them. Emma George. I'll reach over out of that world of patience and rest, and I'll smite you and bring you into that world of patience and rest. One up, Bobby. You ready for rest now? Oh, raise up, Cheryl. You going out and get rest here. Patience is not enough. You got to have rest. Oh, ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural nature of rest. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your rest saturating my body. Let it move in him. Thank you. at the day the people shall come. The weary and tired shall come unto me. They shall find rest and peace to their soul. For out of me rest flow like a river. Get one more and then we'll stop. Everybody wanting to go out on me, so let's get one more. Let's get his words of fire. Are you ready? Oh yes, he creates his voice and his words in you. Say, well, I have the ability in there to speak by the Spirit. Yes, but you need a flowing of that creative word all the time. So every time you open your mouth, he fills it. Are you ready? Hath been given me inside and clothed upon me. My Father's supernatural words of fire. I confess to you, Father, in Jesus' name. I have your word burning in my boy's
words that I speak, their spirit and life. and the glory I receive. They're my Father's life, my creative word, by the Holy Ghost. He creates His fullness every day in me. There is a fullness of God for you today, and another fullness tomorrow for you, and the next day, and the day after. He says His fullness, shall you confess His word, sufficient today. Confess His word for your need today. Then every day you live in His fullness, and the end of life a full reward. As each need arises in your life, confess His word in Jesus' name. Relax and live.